Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except
whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome? For the tides,
I think
sun,
stopping
the sky.
For 2 seconds okay, on my way to hitting okay, the ball to say something. If you ever stop the constant motion of you're on the tee and your ball's pegged up, he will go nuclear on you. And you know what? I've kind of adopted that myself. Because there's some guys I play with, they'll stop and they'll tell a story with their ball on the tee. I go,
all the time.
I go, that will not play. Nope. I said, I want to hear your story. I don't want to wait for your story. Hit the fucking ball.
We were playing one day with Jimmy Patsos, right? Jimmy's put on a lot of weight, right? I don't know if you guys have seen him.
No, I've not.
He's over 3 bills.
Wow.
For sure.
Okay.
And Jimmy did that one time, and Gary says, hit the fucking ball, John Candy.
All right. Well, that's the kind of conversation you get here on the Power Lunch podcast at the Palm. Buck and Naki, the boys are here. I love it. How's everyone doing? Been too long.
Excited for my JMU football Dukes tomorrow night on Prime ESPN. Not ESPNU or one or two, but no.
Well, don't
plus.
Say Prime. We're going to think Amazon yeah. Prime.
No, no.
You're on ESPN. Bristol
Prime time.
The Bristol regular, one.
7
the
o'clock.
Big one.
7 o'clock. One of, I believe, 11 undefeated FBS football teams in the country.
This is how are you not doing this game?
If you could speak to the powers that be at ESPN, maybe they would have called me, but they didn't.
Put that on the team.
What can I tell you? But
I know he should be calling the game.
Really excited about that.
Called games for many years.
Yep. Yeah. Just you know, look, you know, I brag on my team, and but this is their second year on this level, the FBS level.
I can't believe what they're doing, Naki, down there in good old
Harrisonburg,
Virginia.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Exit 32 or whatever it is.
Exactly. Somewhere in between Staunton and
and that would be Stanton.
But Stanton. Spelled Staunton, though, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'm from Virginia, and I know many people like Buck that went to JMU.
Yeah.
Fucking place is just an exit, is what it is.
See,
I know they love
it's
this.
Actually
they
four.
Love, it's but, four but, exits. Yeah, whatever.
It's but grown.
And it's on one side of the highway, 81,
well,
and on the other side
me,
it's on
both
highway.
Now. Yeah,
it's on
that
both
to, that
now.
To me was always the oddest part about it. We, you know, when I was coaching at American, we were in the same conference, so we were down there all the time.
Right.
And the arena was on the left side of 81.
Convocation Center.
Campus was on the right side.
And there's a tunnel underneath.
There's a tunnel underneath.
And there wasn't much other, well, at the time, there wasn't anything but the arena.
Yeah.
There was the arena and some buffalo that were on the side of the hill, literally. Now, a major part of the campus is on that side now as well.
You know what always amazed me, too, about going down there is it's a completely different weather pattern down there than it is up here.
Right.
Although
you can get a lot of ice, you know, in 81 in the winter.
Although my first job in TV was in Harrisonburg at WHSV TV Channel 3, the ABC affiliate.
Ding, ding, ding.
And they had me doing the 11 o'clock sports and the weather. They had me doing the weather.
Oh, God. By the way, you hate weather, guys. You were one of the people you hate so much.
I know.
Well, you're in Washington. You're going
to... I have a love-hate relationship. I love to hate them, but I love them.
Okay.
Like Sue Palka, I love. So they had me doing the weather because of my flying experience. And they said that, you know, because I knew a little bit about meteorology, I could fake the weather. So what I used to do, and this is no lie, this is way back in the day, I used to tape, and I had one of the very first recorders that, you know, TV recorders, VCRs.
It was like 800 pounds.
Oh, it was huge. You know, yeah. It was enormous. It was a quasar machine.
You mean you had it at your home?
I had it where I lived in Harrisonburg.
Got it, yeah, in Harrisonburg.
Right, and I used to tape Gordon Barnes on Channel 9 doing the 6 o'clock weather in Washington.
Lots and lots of sunshine.
And I would come back to my apartment, watch that, take a little map with me, and redraw what he had drawn on the map. And take that back to the TV station and give the exact same weather forecast at 11 for Harrisonburg, Virginia.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No concern if it's close to being accurate
or not.
Didn't matter.
Weren't many
did anybody,
people.
Didn't
nobody
matter.
Ever hold you to it.
Yeah, who's gonna question it? The milkmen? I mean, nobody's up at 11 anyway, so they weren't. I don't know if they were watching, but that and it made me look good.
Your big rant against meteorologists is that, you know, they can be wrong so much, and yet they don't lose their job.
Yeah, greatest job in the world.
Yeah,
you can make mistakes every night and not get fired for it.
But don't you know that applies to us in the yammering class when it comes to sports?
Not really.
Yes, it does.
Why?
Same thing. People are wrong all the time. People have the dumbest, lamest, wrongest takes.
Right, but we don't get fired for it.
Neither do weathermen.
That's what I'm saying. So,
but you hate weathermen saying you can be wrong and not get fired, and I go... Look in the mirror.
No, you're right.
Look
you're
at
right.
us.
You're right
you
about
got a
that.
Point.
Because they call us experts, and as Charles Barkley said, God is the only expert. And we're
Barkley
not experts.
Said that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
We're not experts. We get paid for an opinion that's supposed to make a difference, but we're wrong a lot of the time.
I think it's funny now that weather guys, weather folks, are actually just mocked. Yeah, you know, weathermen got it right again today. You know, because they're wrong so regularly.
Well, there's no accountability. I've always wanted to build a chart that started on Monday where they give the forecast for the rest of the week, and then when the rest of the week comes, like Friday, have to hold them their feet to the fire and say, you know, let's take a look back at the chart on Monday and see exactly what you said.
I bet at 300 this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you wait.
Yeah, but there's reasons for that, though.
Well, because weather
changes. It's called the weather.
It's called the weather. It changes. Right. There's
things
a reason.
Happen.
So, look, as I said, and I've told you this before, every weather person should be made to say, prior to giving the forecast, they should be made to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is just an educated guess.
Right.
But yeah. Here's what I think will happen this
week.
Well,
we're just as bad in what we do.
You're
some
right about
some
that.
Worse than others.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, Stephen A. Smith apparently was saying how, you know, everyone's hyping up Tua Tagovailoa, but he's really just throwing these 2 and 3 yard passes to Tyreek Hill. And as he was saying that, they were showing a highlight reel literally over his shoulder that showed these 20, 30-yard bombs.
He's letting it go. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
In fact, like his average depth of target is 6th in the league, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
So he couldn't have been more wrong about it. But guess what? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
He's loud wrong.
Right. Yeah. Loud. As you once said about me.
Loud wrong.
Often wrong.
But never in doubt.
Never in doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But here's the dumb thing. I try to be right, which maybe is a foolish endeavor.
I always tell people when I'm asked to defend Steve Zabin, always tell them that nobody does more homework than Zabe. Now, that doesn't mean that it can be extrapolated into something really intelligent.
Garbage yeah. in, garbage out. Well, that's part of why we love sports, is that no amount of homework, no amount of research, no amount of data tells you exactly what's going to happen. And the NFL has become even more indecipherable, more of a coin flip league than it is right now.
Well,
right?
Which is exactly what the NFL wants, right? I mean, does the NFL benefit if they've got a New York Yankees situation where there's one team that's 10-0 or 12-0? Or would they rather have, you know, 1,000 teams in the hunt, which is kind of what they've got right now.
Yeah. The only way they benefit is if you have a team that dominates, like maybe Kansas City at some point with Mahomes or any team with Brady, that's a marquee team. So when you put that on the air, everybody's going to watch it. Unlike watching, you know, 32 teams all, you know, mediocre. You don't have a marquee, you know,
all right.
team you're watching.
So with the NFL rolling, Goodell just got re-upped for another couple years. I went through this yesterday on the podcast. I said, the joke's on me. I've been screaming about what a completely incompetent, just born on third base, lucky sperm club boob he is. He's going to make, by the way, like $550 million.
Oh, those guys make
when it's all said and done, yeah. which will be double the most money any player has ever made.
All the commissioners of all the leagues not only make tremendous amount of money, but very powerful.
But you know what drives me crazy? Only Goodell has no pedigree in anything. All these other guys are big-time lawyers, you know, they've put their chops in, right? Naki mm-hmm. has guys. I mean, Manfred is a tool who doesn't understand baseball at all.
Right.
But he was a big corporate lawyer, and that's how he got in baseball. Bettman, I think, is the same way. Isn't Adam Silver also?
Well, he worked under
he was a lawyer.
Stern,
yeah, he
right?
was
yeah.
there. Yeah,
yeah.
He was at the most critical times of the growth.
Goodell started in the mailroom
yeah.
at 26.
Yeah.
No upper graduate degrees, no law degree, nothing. Senator's son.
Yeah.
Born on third base, and he's made so much money. Now, look, good for him, I guess.
Also, I'm going to go the other way on this, and I'm not
what
saying he's
he
a good
done?
Commissioner. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, like, Eric Spoelstra was a mailroom, was a video guy.
Yeah, a lot
you know,
of those guys.
You start somewhere, and you
was he a senator's son?
No.
So then there you go.
But
I don't mind the guys who grind from humble beginnings, but at least Spoelstra put in the work, and he was a nobody to begin with. It sort of ties into my whole Jack Collinsworth rant, which we can get into.
I will totally agree with you on that. And it also, you could close your eyes and swear it's his
father
doing
right.
the play-by-play.
With a lot less energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you text me the other night?
I texted Buck when the game was on. I almost tweeted this saying, why is an intern doing the Notre Dame game? I'm confused. But then I realized you get nothing out of that but grief and hatred on Twitter. So I said, fine, I'm going to delete it. But I had to go get my angst out through guys like you. He doesn't have pop to his voice. He has no real resume in doing lots of games. This is a massive game. Number 10 versus number 21.
It's an enormous game.
Pedigree games, and it felt flat.
Oh, my God, it was a huge game. And you know there are eyes on that. I mean, Caleb Williams is the reigning Heisman guy, and it's USC Notre freaking Dame.
Right, any Notre Dame game is going to be eyes on.
Yeah, but
because he's – Chris Collinsworth kid, right. And he went to Notre Dame. And yes, he's done stuff out of college, media-wise. And yes, Noah Eagle is now doing games at 26 or whatever. It's just, if you listen to Jack Collinsworth, he's not good enough for the caliber of game.
Is he doing all the Notre Dame games? I can't say I tuned in.
I don't know if it's all of them, but he was doing this one. And I said, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And what I want, Buck, in a play-by-play guy is I want the pipes, and I want pop, and I want the right inflection for the plays we're seeing.
Right, and you also want a guy who not only prepares, and they all do, but you want a guy who understands the game, who sees all the little nuances, who doesn't miss things that you're sitting at home saying, yeah, but didn't you see that? You want him to see all these things, and most of the guys that do it are good at that. Even these young guys that are doing the games, even the guy that did the Commanders game the other day, you know, they're all pretty good at that. These networks aren't hiring people. So what it does to me is it begs the question then, okay, why is he doing the game? And the answer is fairly simple.
It's an in-house hire, number one. Collinsworth obviously works for ESPN, or works for NBC.
NBC, yep.
Same thing for Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett is also a zilch. He shouldn't have been on the game. I mean, he's an NFL guy who's now airdropped in, but he's on the payroll, right?
Yeah. Right.
So easier to plug him in. But I don't mind necessarily young guys getting
these
gigs.
No, that's fine as long as they're good. Like Noah Eagle's good.
Right.
He learned from his father at a young age. He learned from the best.
But how do you parse out, like, did you really listen to a pile of tapes to say this is the guy? Because I know they didn't.
No. That's what I'm saying. It begs the question, how did he get the job? He got the job because of his father,
right,
who has tremendous influence. And mainly, that's why. Now, look, he's got expertise, or at least experience, on the sideline doing whatever that is that they do on the sideline, but not as a play-by-play guy. And that's what gets me, okay? That's what sticks in my craw, is that a lot of guys that are getting jobs doing this don't have much experience to begin with.
It sounded to me like he'd smoked a doob before he got on the air. You know, it was just, everything was so...
It
was a monotone. Also, yeah. I think play-by-play guys need to really recognize, and it goes back to the understanding of the game, to recognize directional plays in a game, plays that turn the tide.
Yes.
You know, and I didn't get that vibe at all from him.
Yeah.
You
know?
He must understand the game. He grew up in that house with
his... Yeah, he probably understands the game, but as a play-by-play guy, he may not know the nuances. He understands the game, but there's a difference. You really got to know the nuances. And it just, what bothered me is that, and I guarantee you there's a producer after the game as they review the tape, and I'm sure he was looking at it with a producer, saying, look...
I wouldn't be so sure.
Yeah, I would think they... I know he's watching the replay. We all used to do that. There's somebody in his ear saying, more energy. That's what producers do. Keep the energy up. That's what you hear in your ear all the time. In the fourth quarter, if the game's up, keep the energy up. I've heard that 100 times from producers. And I don't know if the producer had the balls to say that to him, but somebody's telling him, look, you've got to have more energy as a play-by-play guy.
Well, you know who's just the best is Buck. Joe Buck is so good.
Yeah, he's great.
He's fantastic. So good. Like, he adds to every big moment. He's efficient in the usage of his words. He's point on about everything. It's too bad Aikman stinks next to him, but that's just my opinion.
I love Aikman.
I know you love Aikman, but he misses so many things. Like, there was a terrible missed tackle by the Chargers in the game, and I'm screaming going, point that out, point that out. And he just lets it wash on down the river.
Those are the nuances I'm talking about.
Well, I know, but like what I want out of announcers, Naki, is when you see what we're all seeing, make sure you make a point of it.
Right.
Because otherwise we think you're not even watching the same game.
Yeah.
Right?
I like the guy, and I think I've mentioned this to Buck, the guy who's on TNT doing playoff baseball
Brian Anderson.
I think he's fantastic.
He is awesome, and he's a Wisconsin guy, so he does Brewer games. We know him quite well, but he does national games too. And he had a great call last night. I'm going to try to get it up here so we can listen to it. But, yeah, his call was in the Phillies game, Schwarber deep to right. He's watching. It's flying, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's good. And he also does – football, obviously, and NBA.
I don't think he does football.
He does NBA. You know what?
Yeah, I don't know if he does
football. He does college basketball. I don't think he does NBA.
Yeah,
he does NBA.
He does
Brian Anderson? Yeah, he's good. Okay. He's good. Yeah. He's good at that.
Yeah, he'll do playoff games.
I think, like, last night I'm watching that game and I'm thinking, why am I still watching this? It's 8-0 at the time.
Yeah.
It was 8-0.
Yeah.
But, I mean, much like the energy thing, people are wanting to turn it off and go to bed.
I did.
He kept it going. You know, I watched to the end. You know, I thought it was, it's always interesting as a Nats fan watching the Phillies play anyways. But
well, they got Turner and Harper.
Schwarber.
Come on. They got 3X Nats.
They got all of our guys.
That first, second,
man.
And third.
Sickening to watch that. Just sickening.
But don't they deserve those guys more than we did? Aren't they a better baseball town than D.C.?
Well, they've got better ownership.
But you know, aren't their fans more rabid? I mean, we've got Street lobbyist types that, oh, yay, the baseball team's good, so they waddle on down to the park. We're not diehard in D.C. like they are in Philadelphia.
The Phillies have been
in town. That's a whole different deal. I mean, they still have, you know, their NBC Sports Philadelphia is like as much of a watched channel, and it's an obscure channel. And here it's obscure. Now it's monumental.
Dying. Now it's gone.
Right? Well, it's monumental now.
It's gone.
It just Ted bought it, but they watch that thing as much as they watch the local news.
I know.
That's because those fans, yeah, they're rabid.
It's arguably the best sports town in America.
But there's lots
arguably better than New York. Arguably better than Boston.
Boston, Chicago. There's lots.
Better than Chicago.
Yeah, but my point is, there's lots of towns like that. Ours is different. We're so transient.
We're transient. We're Atlanta with snow.
I think that's fair.
Maybe.
I was wondering how Philly fans were dealing with the dichotomy of the Phillies being just red hot and the Eagles losing their first game to a Jets team.
They
that
don't care.
No,
I listen to a fair amount of Eagle of Philly radio, sports radio. They're like, oh, yeah, we're not worried about the Eagles. They'll be there in the end. Yeah. They're like, we'll deal with them later. We're all about the Phillies right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All aboard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I turned it at that point. I turned it off to watch Liberty and Middle Tennessee State University because Liberty.
What's wrong with you?
Because Liberty is also one of 11 teams in the country that's undefeated. They're 7-0. They may be the best football team in the state of Virginia.
Really?
Very possibly. We know they're better than UVA, so is JMU. They may be better than Virginia Tech. Tech's better this year than they were last year. Last year, Tech and Virginia wanted nothing to do with Madison or Liberty. Liberty is ridiculously good and get no credit.
They got a really nice basketball program, too. Nobody wants to play those guys.
You don't want to play them in football either. Yep. Their stadium, their whole place is spectacular down there in Lynchburg.
Yep. All right, let's take a break. We're going to order here. Power lunch at the Palm and Tyson's Corner. They've got great items for your power lunch, whether it's with a family member, a business associate. Just come on in like it's a drive-through. If you have opulence like Buck Hance does, he hadn't been to a drive-through in years. He goes to steakhouses.
I got
for
a couple
lunch
of pictures on the wall here.
He's got his caricature on the wall there. I'm gonna get the filet.
I'm gonna go
with
put a mustache on one of those.
Well, I'll know who did it then if it shows up.
You'd be like the Liberty Mutual guy by the time I get
Liberty
done.
Bibbidi.
Liberty Bibbidi.
That's an umu.
Biggity Buggity. Buggity Buckhands. Yeah, I'm him. I'm that guy. I got the mustache. When we come back, though, after we've ordered, we got to talk about the viral Chargers fan that some people are claiming was an NFL plant. She says she's not. Others have different ideas. Stay with us. It's the Power Lunch Zabecast here at the Palm. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
And good, man. Fuck me.
What did you have?
I had a ribeye Caesar salad, and it was spectacular.
Blackened ribeye, I believe it was, on top of a salad.
So good, yeah.
Buck, you just got the ribeye.
Mm-hmm. Want to finish it?
No, but I want you to finish it so people don't have to listen to you chewing, because that is the number one complaint of these Steakhouse Confidential podcasts and the Power Lunch. They're like, yeah, I don't want to hear your guests eating. And I can't blame people for that either.
No, I can't either.
So I guess I can't pick my teeth either while...
Do it quietly, okay. If you don't mind. Buck also asked for a bottle of steak sauce.
Heinz 57.
He wanted Heinz 57. Instead, all they had here at the Palm was A1. I foolishly asked, what's the difference?
Yeah, huge difference.
What is the difference?
Totally different flavors. I mean, completely different.
Really?
And I
can you describe the different flavors, Mr. Steak Connoisseur?
Not
I'll
really.
Look it up for you if you want to. I bet Google is open right now. Difference
between
A1 and Heinz 57.
And I would say, I would venture a guess.
Mm-hmm.
And our waiter, our server is a terrific guy.
Dennis.
Yep. There's also Mishka back there who's legendary.
He's great.
He's the best. And I'm pretty sure that there's some Heinz 57 back there that Dennis just didn't see.
Are you okay, Buck?
Sure.
You got
sorry
in your mouth and your...
I'm sorry. I was just finishing my last bite.
I don't think he was quite prepared to rejoin.
No, I wasn't. You came in a little early.
I did. I'm rolling rejoin here.
Before
That's
the end of the main course and clearly before dessert. There's some Heinz 57 back there because I know there is because Mishka's had it for me.
I know there is. Once you storm back there, start throwing things around saying, I know it's back there.
I just have to go get Mishka and say, you know, I know you got a Heinz 57 and bring it out.
Yeah.
It's probably hidden in a corner somewhere.
Okay. Isn't Heinz 57 ketchup?
No, it's not ketchup. Heinz 57 is a steak sauce.
Okay. And the 57 refers to what? Yeah, so he doesn't know
57
that
57 different ingredients, probably.
Ah, you're right about that.
That's my guess.
Hold on a second. I think I looked this up before. And it is not for 57 ingredients. It's for something more random.
Right, because if you watch the show The Food That Built America, which is, I believe, on the History Channel. It's a great show.
Great stuff.
They talk about H.J. Hines and the whole that whole thing.
Ashley Gibson, Hines' brand director, said in an email that the company's founder felt there was something mystical, magical, and memorable about the number 57. Yeah. It was a combination of 5, his lucky number, and 7, his wife's lucky number.
There you go.
And therefore,
that's it.
There it is.
Simple.
And there it is. Okay, speaking of lucky numbers, Buckhantz has a gambling company that he would
like to tell us about.
Not
a company. It's a little game I play with myself. And what it is...
Is this suitable for airing?
Yeah. You know, okay. I'm bothered by every faction of our country taking advantage of us now. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're dealing with an insurance company, an airline, they're always, you know, telling you one thing. Cell phones, they tell you you get this, you get that. The next time you get your bill, it's, you know, $40 more than they said. All of that stuff bothers the heck out of me. And I'm of the belief now that, and you would be good at this, Abe, I'm at the belief now that TV shows that used to be, that are half an hour long, and used to be 22 minutes of show and
plus
8 minutes of of commercials. I don't think that's the truth now. So now I developed this little game I play with myself. It's called Guide Gambling. And
what Guide.
Guide to Gambling.
Okay. Guide Gambling.
Yeah, G-U-I-D-E, gambling.
Okay.
All right, so when you pull up your guide on your TV, you pull up the guide, and then you scroll down to see what show or channel or game you want.
HGTV, International House Hunters.
Fox, CBS
Seinfeld
Sports Network.
Rerun.
Bravo.
Mr. Ed on Freeform.
The Honeymooners on MeTV.
There we go, wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's it. Before you click it on, you make a wager with yourself.
Is there a commercial on or not?
Right, exactly.
What about guessing if you know the commercial?
Well, that I haven't gotten as far as that. I'm still steamed by the fact that when you click it on, 90% of the time, you're going to hit a commercial.
On that note, I haven't thought about it quite like that, but I always think about when I'm looking at replays of old 60s maybe TV show or The Honeymooners,
right,
that they've clipped a couple of minutes off of it.
Yeah, sometimes they'll do that.
And it's not, it might have been originally.
Well, and that's the same, too. Like the other night, my sister was texting me, we were back and forth, and she said, hey, The Exorcist is on AMC.
The legit first one?
No, not
Linda
the
Blair? Oh, no.
When you say the legit first one, not legit because they take all the cuss words out.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe some of the – and there's commercials in it. So it's not like you're seeing it on one of the movie channels.
You cannot watch that movie or anything that's serious or dramatic or scary with commercials because the commercials pull you out of the created alternate universe of being, oh, my God, my daughter's possessed by the devil and is upstairs in the bedroom.
It's like watching Saving Private Ryan
without
the carnage. Yeah.
Or with magic commercials.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like,
or,
we're going to take you back to Omaha Beach in just a minute after these commercial messages.
Or like watching The Wolf of Wall Street without the curse words.
Yeah.
You can't do that. It's part of the whole thing. It's like Billions. I don't know if you watch Billions.
It's great.
Oh, it's such a great show. Paul Giamatti, you know, whose father used to be Bart, you know, the Major League Commissioner. And Damian Lewis, I guess is his name. This show is fabulous. There's a lot of seasons, but it's great.
Okay.
Because I'm watching it the other night, and every other word is the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Right. They're not using it on purpose. It's because that's the way people talk, especially in that,
tough, rough, and tumble world.
Exactly.
Right.
If you took that out, it would ruin the whole show. So anyway, with this guide gambling, it makes me so friggin' mad when I punch a show up and there's a goddamn commercial on there. It happens all the time. So now I wager, now I start looking at the clock.
Doesn't sound like it's much of a wager. It sounds like
it's a lock.
Just bet commercial.
Yeah.
Bet commercial. All the time.
Bet commercial all the time. And it pisses me off every time I click on a show. Makes me mad as hell. That's guide gambling. And I didn't know if – I've never played it with anybody else.
I don't know if we really have the makings of a actionable board game.
No, probably
or
not.
Any leverageable online contest here, Nucky.
No.
We could workshop this maybe.
Well, actually,
I don't know.
My first reaction is Buck's got to get out more.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
I watch a little too much TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You may want to get on with your life.
I mean, it kind of seems more like the ambling rantings of a 1% Jew to me. Which, you know, there's nothing wrong with it.
No. Drop the mic. Yeah, that's outstanding. That's
well, I mean, can we direct you to some streaming services that will be more your liking? Are you aware of all the classic shows that are on Tubi?
Oh, no.
T-U-B-I?
I've seen that, just like, well, I don't know if Hulu's could be.
Now, I don't know if Tubi has ads in these old-time shows.
No, listen, Zabe, I watch a tremendous amount of Netflix, and I haven't seen any commercials in that yet.
Do you watch Tubi, though?
No.
See, you don't know about this.
I don't. I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't.
So it's a free service that has the rights to a lot of very old TV shows.
Okay.
That don't have necessarily a lot of, you know, cachet these days.
Uh-huh.
You know, Dragnet.
Oh, I love
Squad
Dragnet.
54, yeah, yeah. You know, all
one,
this other
Adam
stuff.
12,
what,
Adam 12.
Yeah, Adam 12.
what was the show with Marcus Welby?
Yeah.
That was a good show. But if you watch MeTV, you're going to get most of those. You get a lot. There's one channel that all they run is Gunsmoke, which is bizarre.
That's the Gunsmoke channel.
We had that conversation about that the other day,
right? Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Peter Graves and James Arness.
Brothers.
They're brothers. Did you know that, Zabe? I don't know if you ever watched Gunsmoke.
Yeah, I'm binging it right now.
James Arness.
I'm into season 20.
You don't have to go to Netflix.
Right
just,
now.
Just go to MeTV. You'll see plenty of it.
Imagine binging Gunsmoke
I can't believe there's a channel that's all they show is Gunsmoke, but that's what they do. And James Arness and Peter Graves, who was the, you know, Jim Phelps from Mission Impossible, if you close your eyes and listen to them talk, they sound exactly alike.
It's too funny, man.
Yeah, it is wild.
Gunsmoke ran on CBS for 20 seasons. It was the longest-running primetime TV show in history until The Simpsons knocked it off of that perch.
How about that? A cartoon is the...
Was Gunsmoke, was that Festus?
Festus. And Miss Kitty?
Yeah, great names back then. Festus.
So it was like it was a Western comedy, right?
No, it was a drama.
It was a drama.
Yeah, it was a real drama.
Okay.
Serious show, yeah. So if MeTV is great because you've got all those shows. You've got the Dick Van Dyke Show, Honeymooners, Twilight Zone, Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
And there's just such great, I mean, to me, The Honeymooners is one of the greatest shows because Ralph Cram, Jackie Gleason, and that show was live. They shot that in front of a live audience down in Miami.
Yeah.
And he was so good, and they were all good, Audrey Meadows and then obviously Art Carney, and just the episodes were fantastic.
If I could, Buck, maybe when the commercial does come up,
yeah,
go get a sandwich. Just saying. Like, go stretch.
I usually run to the restroom.
Go take a pish.
That's what I do.
You know, that would be another thing as well.
That's what I do. I run to the restroom.
How about some old Sanford and Son?
Yeah, it's great
good
show.
Stuff.
How about
it's
some old
stuff.
Columbo?
Peter Falk?
Another show that's on a lot is King of Queens, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Kevin James, for that show is so well written and acted between him and Leah Remini that it's just, and it's funny. And of course, obviously, Jerry Stiller is in it too. That's a really funny show.
I mean, Facts of Life, Eight is Enough, Spencer for Hire, The Jeffersons, Airwolf. I mean, what's happening is on Tubi. Oh, my God.
Some of those shows I didn't never saw.
Charlie's Angels. Charlie's Angels, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick
you guys
Van Dyke
are 10 years
great.
Old than me.
Timeless.
Different Strokes is on Tubi. Alf is on Tubi. I mean, it's a veritable museum of old shows.
Yeah, there's some of them, like Knox said, are a little too old. Not too old. We're too old.
Well, you're too old because it wasn't your generation.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Like what's
happening? How about the Honeymooners was yours?
Oh, absolutely.
Look, okay. Buck is significantly older than I am.
I don't think he is. I think he skews older. I think you guys are the same age. I'm 55. What are you guys? 10 years older than me, right?
I'm 65. Buck.
68.
Okay. All right.
A young 68, though, Zay.
So, but my parents used to tell me about the Honeymooners.
Oh, shit. Get out of here. Get out of here. Such a great show.
How about the Friars Club roasts?
Some of that's funny. It's a little redundant, you know, when you watch those.
Yeah.
Well, of course. All right. So did you guys see the viral fan at the Charger-Cowboy
game? I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
You did not?
No.
Well, I'm not even sure you're going to get it. So... This woman here was a regular.
Oh, I did see that. I saw it.
They showed her on the game broadcast.
I didn't know that's
multiple
what you were talking
times.
About. Yeah.
Now look at the zeal and enthusiasm with which this woman goes after, roots for her beloved Chargers, a team with the lowest fan base in the league, because they were violently uprooted from San Diego, where they were beloved, and parked 2 hours north in L.A.
And the guy behind her doing the same thing. I mean, he's way over the top, too.
And what's interesting is that as you watch that, when she first came on, it was like, wow, look at this woman. And then they went to a play, and then they went back. And now what you have is the producer in the booth who's saying, this is now a thing. This is now something we're going to hone in on.
Like, go back to her. That's
gold.
Look at this woman.
Go back to her the third time. Go back to her the third time.
So she was, a lot of people were like, that's got to be a plant. That's the NFL. She's an actor. They're like, they're just putting her there to try to drum up interest in being Charger fans.
Right.
She went on Pat McAfee's show to say that, no, she's a real person. She is a super fan. She's got four kids, and she just loves the Chargers because they live in L.A. now. Here she is.
There's some skeptical people out there, a couple in the studio. I won't name names.
Darius Butler, Anthony DeGilio.
Hi,
Mary. Yeah. Hi, Mary. So, Marianne, were you offended by when people like this said, hey, she's a plant, she's working for the NFL, she's a robot, she's an alien, this can't be real, no one's that passionate?
You know what? I wish I was getting paid. I wish I could make myself, you know, AI and as beautiful as I want, but at the end of the day, this is me, guys. This is me. Crazy Mama 4. Crazy Chargers fan, crazy freaking football fan, and it is what it is. I'm not offended.
Look at your kids' games. Do your kids play sports? Do you cheer like that?
Oh gosh, if you ever get in touch, so all the moms are texting me. They're like, "Why are people saying you're fake? Because this is how you're at flag football. This is how you are when you're at soccer. This is the basketball finals. This is you." And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess my poor kids have to deal with this every day." But now, it's crazy. It's overwhelming that the whole world thinks this is so different, because this is, my kids have had to deal with this all their lives.
Marianne, okay, this is so awesome. Yeah. It's so awesome that people think it's fake. That's
so
what the world
go.
Is that
now,
we're in.
So of course, after this appearance, and she looks way younger and hotter those glasses on.
And to have four kids, I mean, she looks like she's about 20 years old or 25.
Right. After she came on TV, people were saying, sure is interesting that she's well-spoken, knowledgeable, with great lighting and a good webcam available in the middle of the day on a Tuesday. Like, people don't want to give it up that the league can do this. I wouldn't put it past the NFL. The NFL is shameless in that regard. But I do believe she's probably a super fan. Now the question is, would you want your wife or girlfriend to be that into a stupid football game?
I mean, that's a territory I've never experienced. Anybody.
Well,
what
do you think?
I wouldn't want my mother being that way either. Like, she was describing the way she was at her kids' soccer games.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd have to disinvite mom from those Saturday morning get-togethers. Yeah. You know.
I mean, she was just like, oh, you know. My other question was, I go, because a lot of my colleagues said, no, I would love it if my wife or girlfriend were that into the games.
No, you wouldn't.
I said, but what if her takes were trash about the team?
Right.
What if the next day she's like, no, Brandon Staley's great. I think we should keep him as coach. And you're like, he sucks. He's the only fucking reason we're not winning any of these games. Are you not watching these games? No, I like him. Then you'd hate your wife or girlfriend being a super fan if her takes were trash, right?
I don't know. I'm a much more passive sports viewer.
I know.
You know,
easier you die. You become a die easy fan. Older you get.
I don't need the animation next to me. I don't need. I don't need that shit. Somebody going postal like that. I'd be like making an excuse to go sit in another part of the stadium, I think. But
yeah, it seems like it's a bit much. Good for her, though.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I mean, I don't, but by definition, you know, you tend to jump.
I gravitate.
You tend to jump.
If somebody says conspira, I go, what?
Yeah,
I'm there.
Roof.
Squirrel. Where?
I think that people would have to care more if to recreate a conspiracy like this.
He takes things to another level.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yes, he does. Always has.
Yeah. Okay.
He's true to himself, Buck.
All right. Did you guys see that Bradley Beal is selling his Maryland house, his mansion, because he's now a Clipper?
No, it's Phoenix Sun.
Sun. Yeah. He's a Sun now. His house, I don't know if you saw the listing, you know, typical baller house. It's not incredibly over the top. Big old house. It's got a basketball court in the basement that is three-quarter size and a basketball court outside. What do you think, Buck, Kevin called the NBA for so many years about a guy that's got two basketball courts at home when his job is basketball?
I think it's
makes sense.
Makes absolute sense.
Plus, wouldn't you want to get away from it, though?
No. You don't get away from that stuff. Not when
ever.
That's your life.
Aren't you going to the gym, Naki, to put up jumpers for 2-3 hours a day anyway as part of your job? Don't you need?
If I had the wherewithal to build a house, a gym in my house,
you
I'd be shooting jumpers in my house.
Sure.
For enjoyment or for work?
Work.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so this isn't like when the Celtics ruled the NBA and these guys took the summer off and sometimes worked a different job.
Right, right.
You know, they also used to go in the locker room and smoke cigarettes and hang their shit on a hook.
Right, right.
This is a different world where this is a 12-month-a-year job.
Sure.
And I applaud the guy for having that stuff. I think he probably has it there for the right.
Well, you know, plus he's got a son.
He's got a kid, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
That's,
it's gorgeous.
Okay.
So
Jordan, I believe, had a basketball court.
Listen, I've got a buddy in Charlotte who had a basketball court in his house.
I got a friend in Oakton who's got one in his house.
Okay, you're missing the point. He's an NBA player. Johnny Weekender, of course, it'd be cool to have a court in your house.
Yeah, no, I'm
talking about this is a busman's holiday, if ever there was
one. We went on a trip to Minneapolis to play them, and Flip Saunders, who was our coach at the time, who used to be with the T-Wolves, We went to his house. He had a basketball court inside his house. So, yeah, I don't think it's weird at all. Hmm. If you're talking about some of these players who have elaborate and insane things, look at Gilbert Arenas' house.
I was going to say the bull shark.
Pike.
He had a
grotto with a shark
grotto.
Tank.
Right, he had a grotto. So it was more like going to Hugh Hefner's house. And so, Gilbert, somebody was telling me, it was just the other night, last night or the night before, that during Halloween he used to pass out $20 bills to the kids. Can you believe that?
20. Yes, I can.
Forget about the candy. Just give them money.
Here's a 20.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Isn't it?
That's
I love that.
It's the smallest bill I have.
I think you're skipping over something here, too. Have you ever been to Hugh Hefner's house?
No, I've seen lots of pictures.
Because in all your travels,
yeah, that,
you're a guy who's gotten around a little bit.
That would have been a good one. Yeah, I never got
the Playboy Mansion would be
there. Never got the invite there.
Okay. They closed it, you know.
I do know that.
Yeah.
But,
and had to burn it to the ground.
I'm sure they
get the chlamydia and herpes out of the soil.
Geez, please.
I mean, do you know how right? That was a biohazard site.
Oh, man.
You know, we could clean this place up and resell it. Nah, burn it to the ground.
No, it's safer.
Burn it.
Safer for all involved.
Burn it to the ground and start over. Well, I get a black light. Nah, all you're going to see is stains.
No, please. Really.
All right, so as an exit question today, and I appreciate you guys coming to lunch. This was wonderful. What is the single most overrated amenity thing, gadget, or doodad to have at your house? Because one of us homeowners likes to have things. I've got a golf room with a simulator in it, and I like it, but I don't love it as much as I would have thought. I have a small workout room that I haven't been in a long time, I got to say.
Could it be a person?
I'm asking
for a friend.
Got to be careful with that one, though.
How about a wine?
Probably not a lot of people in the house.
How about a wine cellar? How about a fire pit outside?
The wine cellar would be a number one for me because I'm not a wine drinker.
Okay.
I'm not inclined at all, so I would have no interest in that.
But I'll just start throwing them out. Where do you stand? Where do you stand screened-in porch?
Love a screened-in porch. It's a three-season room.
Okay. Where do you, Buck?
I have one, and it's a great thing. I don't use it as much as I thought I would in the winter because it just gets too cold in the winter.
Do you have a TV in that screen?
I do have a TV in there.
Yeah, that's a great look.
And I wrap it up with about 3 blankets for the winter. And so far in 5 or 6 years, it's worked every time I unwrap it.
Golf simulator.
Don't have one of those.
All right, would you, positive or negative, like cool or not cool?
I hate that fucking game, man.
Okay, I hate golf. It's too frustrating.
Here's what I would say.
How about a pinball machine?
I don't have one.
Home theater.
See, you're gonna disagree me with this. I think the most overrated thing, and I don't have one per se, but I think the most overhyped thing is a man cave. I don't think you need a man cave. I don't even think you really have to have a man cave. If you have a big TV,
yeah,
with a nice couch in an area where nobody bothers you.
The nobody bothers you part. See, that's the point of a man cave.
So the cave is
to keep people out, and the man is to remind everybody who belongs there.
Well said. I have been to his house, and I will tell you this, the whole thing feels like a man cave.
Zabe has been to my house.
So it just... To me,
he's fairly domesticated now that he's married, Buck.
Yeah, I am fairly domesticated, but
so you think man caves are overrated? What about man caves that have tons of paraphernalia of your favorite team, like the man caves where people are huge Islander fans or Bears fans?
Well, I have all that stuff in my office.
I know, but it's not a smattering of different memorabilia. It is an assault of this is my team. I'm a Jets fan. Everything is Jets. Jerseys, yeah, pennants,
that would be obnoxious. I would find that to be a little obnoxious.
Okay, some people that are super fans of their teams, they want their one room to be dedicated to their
I got a friend who's a Steeler fan who's got all that stuff.
Is that what it's like?
Of course. Yeah. Okay. It's like the argument of asking somebody, how old is too old to wear a jersey? To wear,
Andy Pollin's
whole thing. And I'm thinking that you could ask about almost every sport except hockey, because everyone that goes to a hockey game wears
a sweater.
Yeah. Everyone. Almost everyone. So that doesn't apply to hockey. Those fans are different anyway.
Yeah.
This applies to walking around with a grown-up walking around with a football jersey.
With a Riggins jersey.
Yeah, right.
Well, thank God guys are not going to NBA games wearing tank tops.
Yeah. That would suck. Oh, my God. Yeah. Say it ain't so.
But that's an interesting question, and I don't want to put down man caves. I think some of them could be great. I don't need a man cave. I don't need a room that closes a door that has a TV or multiple TVs like in your place.
I can't believe you don't see the virtue of multiple TVs.
You know, I'm not there yet. The other
Buck,
night I was
68.
Watching.
You're likely not going to get
You know,
there.
One of the three is likely to not have a commercial on it.
Good point. But then that would ruin the guide gambling.
See, it would take away your one thing to bitch about.
The other day I'm switching back and forth between it was probably the Thursday night game. Football game, a Caps playing hockey, and probably a baseball game. And I'm going back and forth. Now, I could have used a few extra TVs.
You always can use a few extra. Every season, every sport, all the time.
I don't have a room with multiple TVs.
I'll be over Tuesday, and we'll get that going. I'll find a room.
I got plenty of TVs in my house, but they're not all in...
Do you have a room that's not being used?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bedroom.
Sorry.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Well, okay, then. We'll put the TVs in there and call it a day. Well, how'd your marriage end? I turned my bedroom into a man cave. Yeah. I said, get out. This is where my TVs are.
That was the zinger of all times.
All right, boys. Why don't we end on that? Thanks for coming by. Thanks for the call, for having
thank
us.
You for, and, thanks for lunch and the
good, clean fun, as you like to say. All right, very good.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.